This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. During Colorado's oil boom, hydraulic fracturing, especially near towns and neighborhoods, became a hot topic. Now, low oil prices have slowed the boom down significantly, but two court cases from local governments that restricted fracking are now in front of the state Supreme Court. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has been reporting on this story. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
So the state Supreme Court today is hearing two cases related to bans or moratoriums on hydraulic fracturing. How did we get to this point?
So in 2012, Longmont voters passed a ban on hydraulic fracturing. And then in 2013, Fort Collins voters passed a five-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing. Both of these are within city limits. Both cities were sued by the Colorado Oil and Gas Association and lost. Now the Supreme Court is hearing those cases.
Now, we've reported before on how Greeley tried to ban oil and gas drilling in city limits in the 80s. That ban was overturned in 1992 by the state Supreme Court. It feels a little bit like Groundhog Day, but is this something different now?
Right. These cities will argue that what they've passed is different from an outright drilling ban. I spoke with Susan Daggett. She's a law professor at the University of Denver. She said the Greeley case in the 90s made it clear that governments can't prohibit energy development in their limits, but sometimes they try to see just how much control they can have over drilling.
The gray area, the area of experimentation, is really in this space around, you know, what can local governments actually do to protect their local citizens and to respond to local concerns without getting in the way of the state's interest in developing the mineral resources of the state.
In Fort Collins' case, they'll argue that a moratorium is temporary, and it's also a commonly used form of land use planning. It's not the same as a ban, says Daggett.
One thing for people in Colorado to be watching is the extent to which the Supreme Court distinguishes between a ban and a moratorium.
Daggett also says that Longmont will be arguing that their ban is not on oil and gas drilling, it's on a technology used in drilling.
The difference between the arguments that are being made now versus the arguments that were made 20 years ago in Greeley really center around this technology and whether or not banning a certain kind of technology is the same thing as banning all oil and gas activity.
Well, I know the decision isn't expected until sometime later next year, but what are some of the possible outcomes? I mean, what would a win look like for Fort Collins or Longmont?
It'll be a win for them if the Supreme Court remands the case back down to a lower court for what's called an evidentiary hearing. That would force the cities and the Colorado Oil and Gas Association to bring in evidence about how these policies would actually play out on the ground.
And if the cities lose, what would that mean?
Daggett says a loss could go a couple ways. The court could basically say the city's regulations are getting in the way of the state and they're impeding its interest in developing oil and gas, so they have to go. Or the court could go one step further and say that states' rules on oil and gas supersede any rules that the cities want to make. And that would actually be a big blow to local control.
Right. Well, after the Supreme Court does make a ruling, will that be a final decision in the debate over fracking and over how much local control governments can have?
Unfortunately, probably not. No matter which way the decision goes, it will draw a new line in the sand. And as long as oil and gas development keeps happening nearby, local governments will keep seeing just how close they can get to that line.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie Page Ogburn reports on growth and natural resources for KUNC.